This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Hey, Portlandia fans.
Carrie Brownstein and Fred Armisen here.
The dream of the 90s is alive in podcast form.
We're launching Podlandia, AO Rewatch, our brand new podcast where we revisit every episode of Portlandia together, breaking down sketches, going deep on our iconic characters, and pulling back the curtain on how it all got made.
And we'll also be joined by the people who helped bring it all to life. Guest stars, collaborators, and friends, including director Jonathan Kreisel, the mayor himself, Kyle MacLachlan, legendary musician Amy Mann, and many more.
Kyle is going for it here. You fully improvised not just words, but a song.
Well, I thought you were all going to write a song.
I remember you thinking that. Listen to Podlandia, AO Rewatch, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Solita, we share the messy reality of traveling alone as a woman.
Your Duolingo is not going to come back to you when a man is inside of you.
Oh, no. I'm Julie Piñero, and I travel by myself because it's a rare space where I can say yes without asking anyone else first. I'm on a mission to reclaim the word Solita, trading the pity for possibility. Listen to Solita on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show podcast.
If you are getting dressed or choosing clothes to go somewhere while you're listening to this, I want to address something.
Okay.
This coming from someone who is normally overdressed. I was at this thing last week. Yeah. I was at this thing last week, you know, when I was traveling, and it was an industry thing, the radio and audio industry thing, and I was probably the most dressed up person in the room. And that's just me. Now, there was one other person, Mike, who's always also dressed to the nines.
Yeah. He is, man. Yeah.
Suit and tie.
I know, suit and tie, no matter what. But I usually wear a dress or a skirt and heels and like a nice top. And I did that again. And I looked around the room, and I've always done that too. I've always looked around the room like I'm the most dressed up person here. And I usually, if I'm sitting next to a friend, which I did, I knew a lot of people in the room, I would say I'm so dressed up, but I just didn't even say a word about it this time. Because it's like, if you are the most overdressed, or you know that you're dressed differently, let's say you're dressed more down than everybody else at an occasion, never apologize for it. You are making a choice to be yourself. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what I did. I knew while getting dressed that it's a more casual event. I could have worn jeans and a jacket. I could have worn tennis shoes, but I chose to dress up. Because that's how I felt comfortable. That's me being myself. And it's just something to think about when you're getting dressed. Don't dress for necessarily the occasion. Always dress for the occasion.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what you're being invited to. But if you dress a little bit up or down, it's you being true to yourself.
It is.
Makes sense?
Yeah. And as long as it fits into, of course, between what company that you work for. I mean, they're going to be different companies have different expectations
True.
Of that you
True.
Do have to follow. I for one don't think that you overdress, Jody. I think that you just dress professionally.
It's a little bit dressed up. It's a little bit up.
I don't think it's more than it needs to be. The reason I say that is because yes, we're in a world today where creative and freedom of expression is embraced better than it's ever been at any time.
Yes.
And I believe in that and support that. It still creates a statement about you.
It does.
And you can't, yes, you do have the choice. But you ultimately cannot create the impression that it... you can't control the impression, you know, that it creates.
110%. However you walk into the room, it's a statement you make without saying a word.
So I think if you're erring to one side, you're making the right choice.
Oh, always. Heels and skirts.
Yeah, that's just Jody.
It is. Just like Sam is just often in Chucks.
Yeah.
Just Sam. All right, coming up at 6:53, things to know to start your day. But next, Sam is the food dude.
I'm going to introduce you to some new Smucker's ready-to-heat pies.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
The folks at Smucker's have a new product for us.
Oh, wait, you told us this already. Uncrustables. Oh, they're the original.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
The new thing with Uncrustables is you can keep them in the fridge now instead of in the freezer.
Well, and somebody was launching a competition against them. Was it Smucker's?
Welch's.
Yeah.
Get it all mixed up. Yeah.
But Smucker's has now got ready-to-bake pies in the freezer section.
Hmm.
You know, to go up against Marie Callender and all the others. Cherry crumb, apple crumb, mixed berry crumb, and peach crumb.
Yeah.
So there's crumbs on top of each of those.
You know, A frozen pie. You can fake it and make it seem like grandma made it.
You think that one came straight out of the boardroom?
Hey, guys, we've already got the peaches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eggo has brought back their syrup. They had syrup back in the early 2000s, and they got rid of it. Remember, it used to be in those containers that looked like a circular waffle?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they got new containers.
Cute.
They have, you know, like a crosshatch on it.
Cute.
It's a tall bottle. They have four flavors, original, buttery, cinnamon, and... Also, five flavors, blueberry and sweet and spicy.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Maples, the sweet and spicy maple syrup with a subtle kick of heat.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I know you can't handle that, but a lot of the world can.
Hot honey's good, though. Land O'Lakes, and this is back in time for the holidays, pumpkin pie spice Land O'Lakes.
Oh.
They have this one every year, but it's back now, and you can only get it through September. So I think if you're going to have this one around for Thanksgiving, you know.
Snack. Put it on toast. Yeah. I mean, you can put it on anything that's going to have that pumpkin thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And speaking of pumpkin, at Cracker Barrel, they have pumpkin pie bark.
It's chocolate it's like with candy, pumpkin pieces, or it's just
got
pumpkin?
Little sprinkles on it, and I guess it has looks like it's chocolate on one side. Probably tastes like
the
pumpkin pie.
Thing was not a bad. Okay, the pumpkin thing is here to stay.
Oh yeah,
is what we're learning.
Yeah. And Taco Bell, this is a day for you. If you got $1, you can eat at Taco Bell today. The quesarito is $1 today.
Which is what? It's a quesadilla in a burrito?
Yay! Quesarito. Last week, they had the Mexi-Melt on sale for $1 for one day. And the industry insiders are saying they're kind of doing this to get people back at Taco Bell since the lettuce thing happened.
Good. Oh,
yeah. I forgot about the lettuce thing. You know, it's crazy. I wasn't really worried about that. I guess that's bad on me.
No, it's not. It's not. Thank you, food, dude. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
A reminder for you that coming up this weekend, if you never saw it in the theater or if you want to see it again, La La Land is playing in theaters on Sunday.
Maybe I'm not good enough.
Yes, you are.
Maybe I'm not. It's like a pipe dream.
This is the dream. It's conflict and it's compromise. It's very, very...
Did you buy tickets, Jody?
No, because Taylor's birthday is this weekend and she wasn't sure, and so I didn't, but we could talk about it. I remember sitting, I'm not a musicals person as much, and so we went to the theater to see that with Murphy and me and the girls, and they loved it, and they were all on the edge of their seats, and they were dancing and singing, and I'm like, okay, this is nice, but at the end of the movie, it got me. The end of that movie, I was like, punch in the gut.
Yeah, I know.
So good.
Yeah.
So
good, but it's a happy. I mean, to me, it was like I was immediately all about it
because
it had
Hollywood.
All these classic sensibilities about it.
Yes, it's an experience, and they say it's in a better remastered, so it's going to sound better, look better, all of that. But it's only playing this Sunday.
They're not going to have the bouncing ball you sing along with.
Don't
right?
think so. Don't so. Think so. Something else to look forward to in theaters for a select few anyway. In October, there's a 60th anniversary Star Trek documentary. In theaters, cool. Called The 60-Year Mission, How Star Trek Changed Television and the World. Interviews, behind the scenes, all of it.
Super cool. Yeah.
October 9th. We'll remind you.
What's coming up next, Jody?
Only the greatest sign ever posted on a first grade classroom door.
Direct message us on Facebook.
We shared this thing that was posted on a first grade classroom's door. And you've had some comments. I want to share it in case you didn't see it on our Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and all that. It says, welcome to first grade. And then there's a little note that says, handle with care. And it says, if your family is experiencing difficulties at home, I would like to provide additional support at school. This is a note from the teacher.
Okay.
I understand that you are not always able to share details, and that is okay. If your child is coming to school after a difficult night, morning, or weekend, please text me, handle with care. Nothing else will be said or asked, but this will let me know that your child may need extra time, patience, or help during the day.
That's so sweet.
It's a handle with care note. This is assuming after the kids are already in school and, you know, you have the teacher's text. You have her contact info.
Yeah.
So it's just a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that picture and we shared it, and it's just something to remember. That teachers are willing to do this.
Yeah, that's the thing, that she reached out. I mean, that she's taken the initiative, like, hey, let me know so we can make it easier.
And she's saying just text the words handle with care, because she doesn't need to know details. it's not her business, you know, details are not her business, nor can she, he or she, process a bunch of details about what happened to so-and-so last night or over the weekend or what's going on.
What grade did you say that was?
It's posted on a first grade classroom door.
So she's got the same group of students basically every day for the whole day, technically.
Probably, yes. From our Facebook and Instagram pages regarding this, Dawn said, this is an amazing note. I've had to message my son's teachers with almost the same message. He's autistic, and I usually say just give him an extra hug or just know he's having a day. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled this teacher is willing to help these kids. Emily says, wow, great idea. I want that note. Jenny says, our teachers at our school are doing this as well. Notes on the doors for parents of how to reach me and why. Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? Pay attention to the notes and the stuff on the wall when you go to open house.
I like paying attention to see who's on red light, green light, and yellow light when you go. Did you know how the teachers keep track of who's in trouble and who's not in trouble this week?
Not all classrooms do that, do they?
I don't remember kids being called out for being bad kids. Yeah.
I don't know, Sam. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, people in their 30s feel like they're experiencing a midlife crisis early, and psychologists say they're not really wrong. The world is different today. We're being fed all these snapshots from other people's lives and dream jobs and dream vacations and seemingly perfect lives thanks to all this connectivity and even the self-help industry telling us there's always something better. There's always something. You can always be more, happier or more successful. And so adults are feeling like, wait, I'm not right. I'm feeling crisis.
Yeah.
You're not. You don't need to feel that way yet.
Put down your phone.
Number two, over in England, there's some major pub chains and upscale restaurants are banning smart glasses. Like over 800 locations. You walk in and they want you to put them down, take them off, turn them off because of privacy for the not only them, but the other customers.
Everybody in there, yeah.
Don't need to be filming without permission. And I think we're going to see and hear more about that in the smart glasses, you know, industry and world coming soon. And number three, did you know about Jackie the Bald Eagle?
No.
She became famous for raising these eaglets along with Shadow. And she had been really sick. And we had all watched her do these things on these live stream cameras, raising these eaglets with Shadow over the years. She'd been really sick all summer long. She was estimated to be about 14 years old. She has passed away.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
In case you missed yesterday's After the Show podcast, we cleared up that non-proposal that I got from Murphy years ago when we decided to get married. I didn't get it. It was a
non-proposal. Yeah, we just wound up married.
And we talked about the problem with the term soulmates. It was a lovely podcast. Go check it out. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, just search Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
So, you know, back to school is already taking place most everywhere, and it's still hot in most of the country right now. Mm-hmm. But I discovered something. This is a really cool, to me, little lesson, because it's something that your body picks up on that your brain doesn't necessarily pick up on first.
Oh, I got all kinds of things like that.
and it occurred to me, so you know me, hop to the AI immediately right after this to find out more.
Okay, Murphy.
So, you know, I walked outside the other morning, and it just looked like fall. Doesn't feel like fall, but it looks like fall to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's weird. Why? Am I imagining things? Is it just in my head because it's back to school time? Why is that? But there's actually a true reason for that, and it has to do with the sun's angle in the sky.
Sure.
And biology on our part, where our brains notice things before we even realize. It's sort of like an instinctive thing.
I love that.
And what you're catching, if you feel the same way that I'm feeling, thinking, wow, it feels like fall, but it doesn't feel like fall, is because the sun's angle is changed, and it's different than it was before, like, the peak days of summer, because it's starting to move more to the southern hemisphere now. And because the angle of the sun, because it's not direct in the sky, it's a softer lighting. It creates slightly different shadows, and your brain picks up on that.
I love it.
And that's why you tend, if you associate that with fall, that's what's happening.
Hmm. So cool.
I just couldn't explain it, because if it's 90 plus degrees, that doesn't feel like fall.
I'm kind of glad you explained it, because there have been many times that, you know, you look and go, oh, this should be cool. You look out the window and go, it should be 20 degrees cooler right now. And
right.
It's not.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just your brain and shadows and the way that you interpret all those things.
And it also depends on if you take the time to notice it like you did. sometimes we're so busy we don't notice those things. I'm glad to hear noticed it and then looked it up or whatever to share it.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Our bodies know it. You've known it your whole life, but you didn't know that you knew it.
Yeah. Kind of my little Bill Nye the Science Guy moment that I was having.
All right, coming up at 7:50, three things to know to start your day, but next, your morning pick-me-up. When someone does something just because they want to be nice, just to help other people, with no other, like, ulterior motive, that's a pick-me-up. So that's the morning pick-me-up today. Raise your hand if you still have your class ring.
Oh, I do have my class ring.
I know you do, Murphy. Sam?
I do.
Good. I lost mine.
Really?
Yeah. You've never seen it, have you?
No, I haven't
seen
it.
I lost it before I met you. I only had it a couple of years, like a year or two after high school.
I lost mine one time throwing stuff, and it flew off my hand, and somebody caught it, thankfully, and returned it to me.
And brought it back to you. That's fantastic. Yeah. Because I want to introduce you to Richard Escobedo. He, in 1997... he lost his class ring in a home invasion. They, you know, his home was robbed and his high school class ring was taken along with a bunch of other stuff. And so he started going around to like pawn shops and just anywhere, flea markets. He's just on a mission to find his class ring. And as he started doing this, he found a bunch of people's class rings. You start looking at those places, there are class rings, and he started buying them up. And then he created a Facebook page, Class Rings Brought to Reunite, Class Rings Bought to Reunite to Rightful Owners. It's a long title. But that Facebook page and account exists because he created it. If you're missing your class ring, you can go on there and see if he's got it.
Yeah.
And what he loves to do is find the owner and then meet with them, take pictures together, and tell the story. He loves to get the class rings back to where they belong. He doesn't take any money for it. It became his thing.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
He has reunited 200 rings with their people.
Oh.
200. Now, he at his current stash of how many he's got that have not been matched up, about 80.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of rings. Mine's not in there, I checked.
I was going to ask. It would be awesome if he could help you find that.
I know. But it's just, he's been highlighted here and there and on the news and places like that. But he just does it because he has found that he enjoys reuniting people with it.
Well,
now.
And stories reunite people, too, which is exactly what he's doing. That is so cool.
So check out his Facebook page if you're curious. Class Rings Bought to Reunite to Rightful Owners.
Coming up next, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
This is the cutest little story and a testament to how much a character can mean to all of us. So Harry Potter fans have successfully stopped or pushed for a major change in a big $500 million project over in Wales that was supposed to pass by Dobby's grave. Dobby, the house elf from Harry Potter.
This, sir. It is a mark of the house elves' enslavement.
This is in Wales, and it's near the site of his fictional grave from where they filmed the final movie, The Deathly Hallows.
Fictional grave for a fictional character, but they've rerouted a whole project.
The project manager said they received hundreds, if not thousands, of calls from concerned fans like, and he was like, who's Dobby? And someone on the board said, wait, this is very, very serious. So they decided they rerouted the whole project and decided they won't go anywhere near Dobby, near his grave. They said they did have to go really close to some real old Bronze Age remains, but they avoided Dobby's grave.
That's good. As long as the real stuff.
You have to know those stories to know what he means. And a reminder that the original movies will be in theaters later this month to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the first Harry Potter movie. So August 27th through September 3rd, you can relive all of that, including Dobby on the big screen.
Coming up next, going to hear from you.
Yeah, for you, Sam, some advice about your new best friend.
Social Media Connect.
We read and see every single thing that rolls in, and it's a lot lately, so just get right to it.
Okay.
Rhonda and Trace and Joseph have comments for you, Sam, about you being a little scared and nervous to go to the shelter to find your new best friend.
Yeah.
Because you want to take them all home.
I want to take them all home, or it's going to make me sad that I can't take them all home. Mm-hmm.
But you are looking for your new best friend.
Yeah.
A new dog to adopt. Okay. I'm so glad everybody jumped in on this, so I don't have to be the one. Rhonda says, it is hard. I walk the dogs at my local shelter. When I leave, I sit in my car sometimes and shed a little tear.
Yeah.
I would take them all if I could, but seriously, go walk a few and you can tell how they react to you. Thank you for that, Rhonda. Trace said, Sam, go to one of the shelters where they let the dog pick their owners.
Oh, and I see that would be.
Have you seen cute. That is viral on social media, Murphy. It is beautiful. There'll be a group of people sitting in a room, mm-hmm. 10 people, 5 people, even 20. And you're there. You want a new best friend. And the dogs, a few dogs will come, or one dog at a time will come. And whichever dog picks you, that's what you get. And that's what you adopt. I mean, as long as it works out.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing to watch.
That
you
is really
have
sweet.
To watch those
as
videos.
Many times as you and I have done adoptions and fostered and all that, Jody, mm-hmm. over the years, mm-hmm. I don't know that we ever had a dog pick us.
I only had
we?
One that ever picked me, and he was my foster dog, and his Mr. Bates.
Oh, he did, man.
Oh my
he was
gosh.
All about Jody.
Joseph said this: going to a shelter is usually a good idea to meet these animals firsthand. But remember, don't initially judge a dog's behavior at the shelter. So true.
Wow,
usually
yeah.
they have limited space. They get overly excited just to be out of their enclosement.
Well,
so, they bark a lot in the shelter. Let them go spend time. Walk the same dog more than one time. See how they do.
They also wind up sometimes shutting down. So we've had dogs like that had no, appeared to have no personality, but they just didn't like being in the shelter.
Right. Once they got into a routine.
They came to life. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a lot of encouragement for you, Sam.
It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming.
Thank you. Coming up next, 3 things to know today.
Here's 3 things to know today.
Number one, go look in your fridge now. The salmonella outbreak that was tied to the jalapenos just got bigger. The FDA and the CDC are counting 345 illnesses, people sick across 27 different states, some of them hospitalized.
Oh.
And this is all based on some fresh jalapenos that were grown in Mexico and then went into store-made salsa, pico, guacamole, all of that. Sold at places like Kroger, Walmart, Target, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods.
Wow.
The one thing you can look for, best if used by dates, run through August 16th. That's Sunday, which means some of this stuff is just sitting in fridges right now. So check it. Number two, we all know that staying hydrated is important. Water is that number one old best way. Of course, there's a ton of hydration drinks on the market. Like, it's too much. But some dietitians say one of the best that we're overlooking is milk. Skim or whole, it doesn't matter. It's more hydrating than water in some studies because milk helps you stay hydrated longer because it has the natural sodium, which works as an electrolyte to keep you hydrated longer. So how about that?
And it does a body good.
And hey, if you want chocolate, it works too. And number three, if you want to make your dog happy or any old dog, smile at them. There's brain scan studies of dogs that they experience human smiles as a kind of internal reward. It lights up the same region of their brain as when they get a treat. They know when you're smiling at them.
You're in the know. 3 things to know today.
Yesterday's After the Show podcast was so personal and honestly emotional at times. We talked about our marriage and the question of soulmates, the reason I don't like the term soulmates. We talked about, you know, problems we had in the beginning and how, when we knew, all of that. So it's all there. You can go back and listen.
And by our marriage, it's the Murphy-Jody conversation, just
right.
so that you know.
It's not the bromance of Sam and Murphy, yeah. which is a different podcast. But, and we talked about love and all of that and how that's one of the reasons I have a problem with the soulmate thing, because I don't ever want people to feel like you get one shot at that, because you get lots of shots at love in your life. All the love that you have is valid. But I will say our marriage is sort of public. You know, we talk about it a lot and we share it here. The only thing I can ever say to people with absolute certainty when people ask, well, how do you do this? How do you make this work? Because we've been married 27 years this year.
Yes, it'll be 27 years in November.
We're about to have a 27th anniversary. The only thing that I think that I can confidently say when asked that we do what we do right is that when things get hard or when we have problems, sure, we take our time, we have our own separate lives, but we turn toward each other instead of turning away.
Yeah.
Don't you find that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just anytime it's a problem spot, we eventually, even if it's like, give me a day, or give me space, we always come back to each other and we always just face it.
Because at the end of the day, if you remember that you actually are on the same team and then you're not adversaries, then you're not necessarily as defensive.
Kind of let your guard down. I think that we've done that correctly all these years.
Yeah. I don't think at the beginning we were doing that as well, but later time,
we had some power struggles in the beginning of our marriage, you know, which I think is also very normal.
Yeah.
Did you ever find that to be true, a power struggle in your marriage in the beginning, Sam?
Yeah, but I honestly, and this is not to badmouth anybody, but I think they all gave in.
Oh.
I think I might have been too heavy-handed, too much of a jerk.
Wow.
Aww.
See, it works for me because I gave in. No, I'm kidding, Jody.
See, that's not true.
I am just kidding.
Murphy, you are a super nice person, but you are not a give-in
person. No, I'm not. I'm not a collapser. You're right.
Absolutely not.
There are other words for that, too. But I'm none of those.
No. But that's just something we didn't touch on in the podcast yesterday. That is one thing that we've done right that I can always look to say, here's something. Yeah. If you're looking for that sort of advice, turn toward each other instead of away.
Well, and if you really want to know how Jody and I have made it through all these years working together, go check out that After the Show podcast.
Coming up next, Sam has music news.
I'm going to address the rumors that Usher is a clone.
Sam's got music news.
Did you hear the rumors that the fans actually thought it was a clone of Usher performing this past weekend at MetLife Stadium?
No.
Actually, hundreds of thousands of comments across social media.
Because?
People were actually going onto videos of him performing on stage, checking out his moves to see if they were the same. His tattoo placement.
Why?
Why didn't he take his sunglasses off? I don't know what started this. He was performing with Chris Brown, and so Usher finally got online. He said, "Y'all are funny. A clone? They can't clone this."
That's true. That's really him.
His other one was, "AI ain't that advanced."
Aw, okay. So, that's one person putting something out and it growing.
It takes off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a clone? Come on. Seriously?
Classic how rumors get started.
Hey, looking good for a possible Fleetwood Mac reunion of sorts. You know, they're working on an Apple TV documentary that comes out next year. Rumors album will be 50 years old, and so it's going to coincide with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is all according to Lindsey Buckingham, who, remember, was fired from the band in 2018. He says that he and Stevie Nicks, their relationship is really good now. They've worked some things out, and he said, in fact, he and the entire band have been able to heal some problems that they had in years past.
I wonder if the passing of Christine McVie kind of helped that along, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you've watched any other documentaries of this band, the music is really what kept them together.
And then, look, Lindsey and Stevie Nicks complicated all that with their love affair.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Murphy, you know that's true. It's hard to work with somebody that you're, it can be.
And he also says he thinks quite a few things will reveal themselves in the next year.
Okay.
So, granted, not specifically saying get back together, but you never know. Might happen. And this week, Madden NFL 27 comes out, and it has a soundtrack of 80 different songs on it. And these are, I mean, we got your sports anthems here. You know, Seven Nation Army and all that.
And this
typical...
is the movie Madden.
No,
right?
No,
this
Madden
is the game,
NFL 27,
game.
The game.
Oh, okay.
It's got an awesome soundtrack on it. It's got tons of hip hop songs on it. Bad Bunny is on it. Luke Combs is on it. Rob Bass, It Takes Two.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Hooray.
Wow.
And we also have new songs on there too, like Ella Langley.
Nice.
Check it out this week.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
If you like a good mob movie, and we sure do at our house, and I mean it needs to be gritty and believable. I don't want mobsters in pinstripe suits with hats. I need them to be gritty. Think Goodfellas. Well, guess what? There's one coming. It got a 10-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival the other day. And it's in theaters in November, starring Adam Driver, Miles Teller, and Scarlett Johansson. Called Paper Tiger.
It's New York. Everyone's on the take all the time. They're not going to touch me.
What about me? They can touch me.
1980s New York. And this family that gets in the thick of it with the Russian mob.
Oh, the Russian mob.
I'm telling you, it's called Paper Tiger, and November 13th is the day we're getting it.
And Adam Driver and ScarJo back together again.
Yes, Adam Driver... And Miles Teller, these are three of the most, I guess you would say, serious like believable. They don't phone anything in.
Yeah.
All in one thing together. Getting excited over here. All right, moving on to Universal Studios. You know, we told you they're doing their Halloween Horror Nights soon with all these movies and all these experiences throughout the parks. They've also added Nikki from Obsession.
I wish Nikki Freeman loved me more than anyone in the entire world.
But it's going to be sort of a Where's Waldo situation because you're walking through the park and you don't know where she's going to pop up, but it's going to be scary.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
We read and see every single thing there that rolls in, so keep it coming.
Got an email for both of you, Murphy and Jody, from Barbara.
Hey, okay. Barbara.
She said, I heard about your NYC trip and how you enjoyed the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
The Met. Yes. I loved it. My favorite room was this, well, I say room, area, wing. It's called a wing. Sculptures.
Well, Barbara says, I highly recommend a book I just finished called All the Beauty in the World by Patrick Bringley. Mm-hmm. It's a memoir about his 10 years working as a guard at the Met and about his life. He's got pictures at the end of the book and most of the art pieces he talks about. Enjoy.
Oh, nice. Hmm. Man, if you work as a guard at the Met, it seems like you're just standing there, but you're not.
You've
I know for a fact. You know how when we were in the Egyptian area?
Yeah. Wing.
Please don't touch the stones, ma'am.
Right.
You tried touching something?
I didn't mean to. You know I'm very...
tactile.
It's a museum.
Thank you. I'm very
you
tactile.
Touch.
Hey, please. You should be a guard. So we're in the Egyptian wing, and there's this beautiful tomb or I don't know.
Sarcophagus.
And it was so close. I was getting close to it, and I'm very touchy. And I started to touch the wall, and I swear to you, it was like he came out of nowhere as it vaporized in front of me. Ma'am, stay back, please. And then I ended up having a great conversation with him.
Well, I don't.
Guard.
I mean, I really, again, I've got the common sense. I'm not saying Jody doesn't have common sense.
It was a mistake.
But I know not to touch it, but still, shouldn't they have ropes around it? Honestly, if it's thousands of years old and you don't want people touching it, well, build something in that keeps people from touching
they
it.
They do. Right? They're security guards.
Well, no, it's funny, though, because when Sammy and I went to that museum in Chicago, I mean, it's Van Gogh, it's Matisse, it's Monet, it's all of them. And you can walk right up. And at one point, I jokingly said to Sammy, there is nothing on this painting.
Unreal.
I can touch it because you can walk right up and it's like, I can touch
it. It's better for you as a patron of the museum for it to be right there in front of you.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah. Anyway,
have the common sense not to touch it.
I made a mistake. What is the name of the book again from
It is
Barbara?
From Patrick Bringley and it's called All the Beauty in the World.
Thank you.
They definitely discourage you from touching the statues in certain ways and taking selfies.
Okay. Which we did with you, Murphy.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, the Powerball rolled again last night. Nobody matched all six numbers. So Wednesday's jackpot is up to $975 million. Huh. Cash value being $422.3 million, something like that.
I'd take that.
Somebody at a 7-Eleven in Hollywood, California won like just under $5 million. So some people won, just not everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is Wednesday night. Number two, for those who keep old things, collectors, there's a video game shop owner who discovered like 100 copies of a never-before-seen version of the classic Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt cartridge.
Oh.
And it was like stuffed away behind Halloween decorations in a storage unit in near-perfect condition. They've taken them out. These things have unique screws and labels and motherboards. They're going to go to auction, expected to sell for $1 million or something like that.
Found
behind Halloween decor.
Wow.
And number three, this is just lovely. Listening to music every day may lower your risk of dementia, especially in older adults. A favorite record. It doesn't matter what kind of music. It doesn't have to be like classical,
Mozart.
Relaxing. Music, listening to music engages multiple areas of the brain, which support memory, language, coordination, and here's a big one, social connection.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Hey, Portlandia fans.
Carrie Brownstein and Fred Armisen here.
The dream of the 90s is alive in podcast form.
We're launching Podlandia, AO Rewatch, our brand new podcast where we revisit every episode of Portlandia together, breaking down sketches, going deep on our iconic characters, and pulling back the curtain on how it all got made.
And we'll also be joined by the people who helped bring it all to life. Guest stars, collaborators, and friends, including director Jonathan Kreisel, the mayor himself, Kyle MacLachlan, legendary musician Amy Mann, and many more.
Kyle is going for it here. You fully improvised not just words, but a song.
Well, I thought you were all going to write a song.
I remember you thinking that. Listen to Podlandia, AO Rewatch, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, there are people winning real cash while they're sitting in traffic right now.
Lucky Hands. LuckyHands.com. No trip to a casino, just games, daily rewards, popular fish tables, and a chance to redeem real cash prizes. Get a 300% welcome offer bonus when you use code CLOVER. No purchase necessary. 18 plus. Void where prohibited. Full terms apply. See what everyone's talking about. Play today at LuckyHands.com. Your luck is in your hands.